and the day of the Lord will come like that, suddenly to the earth. And it's going to come at a time when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Do you notice the change of pronoun here? The first two verses, he speaks of the fact that we have nothing to do with times and seasons. It's not necessary for him to write to us of that, because the day of the Lord's going to come to this earth as a thief in the night. They won't be looking for it at all. And he says, yourselves, ye have no need that I write to you. But now, when he begins to talk about the times of the day of the Lord, verse 3, when they shall say peace and safety, Paul is saying that believers just won't be here when that time comes at all. And I think that's very important to see. Now, again, may I repeat that the day of the Lord is a period of time that begins with the great tribulation, and it goes through the millennial reign of Christ here upon the earth. Now, there are many passages of Scripture that speak of that. For instance, over in the second chapter of Isaiah, and we were in Isaiah some time ago, you'll remember. God says, verse 12 of chapter 2, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that's proud and lofty, and upon everyone that's lifted up and shall be brought low. And he moves down through that section that there'll be a judgment on society and government and upon the military, upon commerce and art and pomp and pride and religion. All of that, you see. And if you turn over a few pages in Isaiah, and you'll recall when we were studying that some time ago, that we looked at this in Isaiah 13, verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. And he goes on to speak of the frightful things that shall come. And in the prophecy of Joel, which we have not yet come to, we are told in chapter 1, verse 15, alas for that day, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. And he speaks of it as a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Now, that's the picture of it in the Old Testament. Now, the day of the Lord begins with the great tribulation, and it goes through the millennial reign. And that is a theme in the Old Testament. Now, what we had in chapter 4, the coming of Christ to take the church out of the world, friends, that's not even mentioned in the Old Testament. It's there by type, of course. You see it in the type of Enoch and Elijah, and you see other types, but it's not taught in the Old Testament that the Lord Jesus was going to take a company of people out of this earth to be with himself. What a glorious, wonderful truth that is. And that is the truth that was revealed first in the upper room when the Lord Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Now, as far as I know, that's the first time it's mentioned in the Bible. And now Paul develops it in the fourth chapter, as we've seen the last two times. But now he's talking about something that is the theme of the Old Testament, and it was well known in the Old Testament. Now he moves on from that, and he says that it'll be a time that's going to be a big surprise to the world. They sure not going to expect it. They are not looking for it at all. And he goes on to say here, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Now, I believe the big lie that we'll see in 2 Thessalonians, and the Lord Jesus warned of that, take heed that no man deceive you, because of the fact that the world will think they're entering the millennium, a great era of peace. And actually, they're entering the great tribulation period. It's going to come upon them suddenly, like a thief in the night.